Hey everybody, thanks for listening. We just want to thank our patrons. Steve Ariza.
Zavarek.
Oi, Harkin.
Steven Vest.
Yaddle.
Chados.
Michael Davis.
James Burns.
Michael Drescher.
The amazing
Amanda Denon.
And Will. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnardrock. That's patreon.com/ragnerdrock. Every donation really helps, so thank you.
You hit the button, but...
It took a second. Boom, we're recording.
Boom!
I hope so.
Ooh, wild dog!
Hey, everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play tonight. More Red Markets.
I got my
smaller group. But we're gonna see what these two troublemakers can get up to. So why don't you two introduce yourselves?
I think we are the troublemakers of the group, aren't we?
I think so.
You want to go first because I'm chewing? Or you want me to?
Well, that's not true.
Chester A. Arthur does routinely advocate for murder and is pretty ruthless.
Mm. And he did get a trial for fucking his wife a lot.
And Whistler whistles all the time, which really should draw casualties with to you anywhere you go. Mm-hmm. So, you two and Unix are probably the smart ones in the group. Except for when Watchdog decided to compete in the circus and nearly died.
I saw a chance to take a lot of money, then I realized that I have no melee abilities. So this is going to be all stealth and athletics.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Anyway, who are you guys?
I'm playing Deacon of the Missionaries. He's the... immune melee guy.
Okay.
You would have been ideal for the maze, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well,
if he had gotten bits, that would have been a shit show.
Yeah.
You would have had to, like, fight your way out of 50 guys dragging him behind you because they all would have wanted to sell him so they can cash out. Mm.
They could try.
They would.
I got a sword.
And they had numbers. And your weapon would have been taken away from you before you went into the...
My sword's the best.
Well, he would have had the weapon that they gave to him.
Yeah, or that he took, which might have been nothing. Boy. It was like a competition. So James went in with no weapons. And if you had done it and gotten bit, they would have given you a blood test before just killing you.
Yeah.
And they would have seen you were immune. Mm-hmm. And then they would have been like, hey, this guy is worth more bounty than we could ever make doing this.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't there. I was jacking it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's no wonder where Deacon was. He was in his bunk. Yeah. I'm James, and I'm playing Watchdog. He's the scout of the missionaries and the sniper, and apparently now the risk taker. The daredevil.
I mean, you are the scout. You do take the most risks.
Yeah. I mean, it's I gotta support my daughter. I gotta get her through college.
And if you die along the way, well, just
at least she gets a big inheritance.
Maybe depends how much bounty you leave her. Okay, so last time. You guys... Oh, right, it was the job to get Star Wars. So you guys went to George Lucas's forest retreat. Sorry, Meyer.
We stole the original cut of Star Wars.
Yes, you recovered the original cut of the original trilogy of Star Wars.
You guys did it without me?
That's the job they picked.
Son of a bitch.
You killed a bunch of...
fanatics?
Yeah, whatever they're called. Archivists.
Yeah.
And you let one of them go, kind of. You left them tied up. And you turned them back, you turned the films back over to Roadshow, who was your employer for that mission. You also stumbled upon a deal that went bad because of you. So you got grenades.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have grenades.
Yeah, so you have grenades and DDJs burning a hole in your inventory there.
Oh, yeah, I do. Grenada!
Also, previously, you guys went to Atlantis to fix their power line. You did that, and then you went to apologize to their Mad King, and he took your apology. But then at the night you're staying the night... And one of his future child brides came up to you and asked for your help in help getting her out and to safety, which you did because you're good people. And now Atlantis is mad at you because even though the king doesn't have proof that you guys did it, he doesn't care that he doesn't have proof and thinks that you guys did it.
He's not getting water, right?
No, you're still getting water for now. But you were going to go look for an alternate source or try to take care of the king Poseidon. Mm. So I think that's what you said you wanted to do tonight. So why don't we start with vignettes? So the reason Unix is not joining you tonight is because when you guys wake up in the morning, you hear chanting coming from outside.
Oh boy.
And when you look out, you see that all of the latents are marching in the space between the tent they live in and the fence that surrounds it.
Oh, that's right. They were...
They don't have signs because that's a waste of materials, but they're all chanting about how they want equal rights and representations in the enclave. And it's a little bit of a spectacle. There's people standing outside watching and talking with each other. So we'll start with James. How does this affect your morning?
Well, this affects my morning because I really want to go and check up on my daughter. I know Unix is there, and I know he'll keep an eye on her. But you know, obviously, I can't go over there now because if they're doing that and they see me over there, they'll just automatically lump me in with that group, and I won't be able to fight for them on this side of the fence per se.
Yeah.
So this puts me in a little bit of a bind, but. I'm definitely going to maybe start trying talking to people, see where people stand on this, because obviously this is going to have to come down to a vote, because we are a democracy.
Well, except that the Latins don't get votes.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go around town and, I guess, talk to maybe some, like people that might be supportive, that people that have had latents. I mean, it's a small community. We all know our backstories pretty much.
All right. So make a networking check.
That's in charisma. Yeah.
Charm, actually.
Charm.
That'd be a little different.
Five
over two?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so you...
when you said char, remind me of those old commercials for the lollipops.
Oh.
Char. The ones with the bubble.
Char. so you find... You walk outside, and there's basically like a third of the community is just standing around watching the Latins protest. And people are saying, if they don't work, they're not going to get food. And one's like, I heard that they've been hoarding food. So they're ready to go. So what are you talking to them about?
Don't we kind of rely on them for a lot of the, monotonous type of materials, like my kind of stuff?
So are you looking for sympathetic ears, or are you looking to try to persuade people?
I think I'm going to look to try and persuade people.
Okay, so the person you're talking to says, yeah, but they should be thanking us because we give them food in exchange for their work.
Well, yeah, I mean, but they were once people too. Yeah, they're infected, but they were once like us. I mean, it's sad what happened to them, that they're isolated enough as it is, but I mean, aren't we beyond all this? I mean, aren't all men equal?
You know, I heard that if you're latent long enough, the virus starts to get to your brain and makes you start to infect other people. They're dangerous.
Well, you heard this. Have you ever actually seen this? I mean, nobody really knows what all this stuff is about. I mean, yeah, you can do research, but you're not going to find real scientific facts about this. I mean, no one's trying to cure it, no one's trying to stop it. These poor people have to live isolated enough as it is. I mean, they're part of our community. You would think we would be a little bit more sympathetic towards them.
They kind of grumble and nod and begrudgingly agree with you. So it seems just from the general vibe that you're getting, most people think that the latents are wasting their time and are being entitled. Meyer. Deacon. How does this affect your morning?
I'm going to go to the priest.
The head priest?
Yeah, the man who put it to a vote is ridiculous.
Ah, Brother Deacon, how are you this morning?
All right, well...
Elder Matthias, I believe his name is. Mordecai. Mordecai.
Matthias was the black market cultist.
Matthias was the black math guy, yeah.
Well, why did I write black market? I wrote black mass, but I just... dyslexia.
Gotcha.
Hey, priest. I'm not doing very well at all. In fact, it's been a pretty awful morning.
Their chanting is rather boisterous. He smiles like you're in on the joke.
So, what are we going to do to stop this? To resolve the situation?
Well, eventually they're going to have to go back to work, because without work they don't eat. I know they've say they're ready to hold out, but their stomachs will eventually win out.
So your plan is just to wait it out?
Well, what do you suggest we do?
I suggest you go to talk to them.
Well, I mean, that's about what, letting them vote?
That's a start, yeah. I mean, at the very least, that's what they should give. I mean, they are people in the settlement just like you and I.
Well, I mean, you and I aren't walking the infection hazards.
And I'm not saying that the men, because they also know they're danger. They're also danger. I mean, I work with eunuchs. He knows he's a danger. But doesn't mean he doesn't have as much of a say as I, Jeffs, as I do.
I understand where you're coming from, but I can't make unilateral decisions like that, but we can put it on the calendar for the next vote.
And wait, when's the next vote?
2 days from now.
No. We have to do it right now.
Oh, well, if you want to go and try to convene the entire enclave, then be my guest.
All right, yeah.
All right, so make either networking or persuasion.
No, they're both equally the same. Bad. Nope, that's a 3/9, under 9.
Okay, so you go around. There's like a handful of people who agree with you, but most people are like, fuck off, we'll do it on voting day.
Okay.
Cool. So it'll be on the calendar, because they can't stop that. But most of the people here don't like latents. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in the situation.
I'll go to Unix. I'll try to go to the...
So you can go to the fence.
Yeah.
He's with everyone marching around. Do you, like, wave him?
Yeah.
What's up, Deacon? I'm supposed to stay on the line.
Yeah. Listen, I talked to the head priest. They're not going to do anything for 2 days.
That's the next voting day. I can't say we expected a lot, but we're raising awareness, right?
Yeah. Gotcha. So wait, what exactly are you trying to get? Does equal voting rights, or...
I mean, any voting rights would be great, but yeah, we want an equal say in the enclave. Right. Just because we can't shake hands with everyone doesn't mean that we can't vote.
Gotcha. Alright.
Even if they won't let us into the actual room, we can do it by proxy or by, you know, electronically.
Gotcha. So that's anything else are you trying to... You guys are protesting, or...?
I mean, it would be great if the latents didn't get all the shitty jobs, but... I mean, we're not saying we don't want to work. We want to work.
Yeah.
But we just want to be recognized as people.
Right. Yep. All right. Gotcha.
All right. If you're going out there, be careful. But I got to stay here on the line until this is done.
I gotcha.
So by the time this... It's not a big tent, so they've, like, marched around, and they're coming back.
Yeah.
And I think Ruth was the leader of the Latents. Where is my notes?
I think she was.
Can't put it. There we go.
No, I would say a leader per se, but she was the one that held the most authority.
She's the
unofficial leader.
Yeah, she's their like main voice.
Like the was Ruth or Dr. Mayweather?
Ruth,
okay.
Dr. Mayweather is
Eunice's
dependent, yeah. So by the time Ruth is in the head of the line, she's like, Eunice, get back on the line, and he's like, gotta go, Deacon. He runs and gets back into place.
Gotcha.
You see Watchdog is out there. And his daughter, they have the kids on the line with them,
mm-hmm.
and his daughter is just like marching, like she's having fun because they don't know what they're marching for. They're just having fun following the chants and everything. She sees you. Hi, Daddy.
We waves back.
Yeah. Okay.
Send her the I love you.
Yeah. Bye, Daddy. And she like rounds the corner. So they're safe. They're just, you know, they're getting a lot of angry looks.
Yeah.
All right. So that's where we'll stop the vignettes. So you can erase one column of humanity threats for each dependent you have.
Which is only fun.
Yes. If you want to pay more to heal more, you can do that.
No, I needed to get that out of my way. I just needed the one.
Okay.
We get our will back, right?
Yes, you get your will back.
Will.
And all your gear and charges refreshed and everything, your rations and all that.
Oh my.
Your haul is empty unless you're carrying stuff with you. Your refresh is refreshed. So, you guys wanted to kill Poseidon, correct?
Yeah, well, first we need to figure out who's gonna take you over.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of planning you have to do, so who's gonna take over? How are you going to do it? When are you going to do it?
Well, how long is it going to take us to get there?
Well, you know, it's 3 legs to Atlantis, uh-huh. which you know from the last time you were there. So this is what you know. So 3 legs to Atlantis.
Uh-huh.
And you remember from the last time you were there that the main entrance is across a bridge because Atlantis is on an island to get water from the Great Salt Lake. So the bridge is the main way in and out, and they basically have a big barricade wall built across it with doors so that people and vehicles can go in and out.
Yeah.
So if you go in that way, they're going to see you.
Yeah.
The reason they didn't fortify the whole island is because casualties can't cross water. So the bridge, which is basically... Okay, I will draw a map of it.
Well, we know somebody that was on the inside, one of the future child brides. I figured we'd go and question her because she said she knows of a hole that she could fit in.
That's true.
So maybe we can go and maybe make that hole a little bigger for us to fit in.
Right.
Maybe we can ask her. I figure we start out by questioning her, like, who, and, like, obviously, like, she was a child. Like, she might know some people that might support this decision, how the conditions were living in that place. I figure we talk to her, see as much information as we can about the inside.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, so this isn't really the scale, but so this is the bridge. That's the barricade. All this is water. This there. Then you remember there's the main building, which is bigger than it looks there. And behind it is a whole bunch of waterworks, pipes, huge tanks. You guys, presumably for desalination, but you don't know how it works.
Yeah.
And then there's two other buildings off to the side. You didn't go there. You don't know what those are. And then off the map, there's like huge intake pipes that go into the Great Salt Lake and suck up water and stuff. So, you know, Poseidon is in the main building. It's 3 floors. Most of it is just big open space.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, because it's basically a warehouse.
Yeah.
And then the front of the building has stairs that lead up to what were probably offices and things that have been converted into living quarters and whatnot. You didn't see enough quarters up there for everyone, so maybe that's what these buildings are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Poseidon's living quarters are up on the 3rd floor.
Yeah, we figured, the higher the...
Right. You guys, when you were there, you stayed on the 2nd floor, which is where that dining hall was, too. So that's where, like, the changing the locker room for the people who used to work there was, because they changed it to, like, coveralls and whatnot. Offices, things, you know, like a break room, things like that. There were a few bunks built into the building for people who were working like a long late shift. So like a hospitals have rooms for doctors to sleep.
Yeah.
So when they weren't on call, they could, you know, pick up and rest for a little bit. So that's the main building. You don't know what's in those two side buildings. And you don't know where the hole that the girl was talking about was.
Okay. Let's talk to her then.
Okay. So you go find her.
Will we get there and come back within those for the reporting?
You'd have to be fast.
Like double time it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we definitely need to be here for the voting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say if you wanna double time it, you can spend double rations each leg.
Yeah.
And you'll basically just like run there, more or less.
Okay.
I believe her name was Angela. I didn't write it down.
Can we fast travel? I mean, we'll just open up the map, click there, and just...
So there's enemies nearby. It's no longer an allied enclave. So you can't fast travel.
All right.
Unfortunately.
Well, I tried.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a good shot. Yeah. But, I mean, if they were still friendly, definitely. Just boop.
Can we tell Mr. President to try to talk people into getting votes?
Yeah, he'll start canvassing and campaigning.
Campaigning it?
Yeah. It's going to be a tough sell.
Yeah.
Because I was going through the book, too. I realized that with the way that you guys fall, there's another believer group that isn't really a believer group so much, but they're called... they go by... there's a group that basically just hates latents. Triage. Mm. They're latent racists, essentially. They advocate, you know, getting rid of latents and about how God warned mankind about latents with the mark of Cain. And, you know, they start with, they're like the KKK for latents. Mm. They start with, we should, you know, segregate them and keep them safe so that we stay, you know, so we don't get sick, and then, you know, eventually get to, we should just kill them.
I hear there's bad guys on both sides.
Yeah, both sides. Terrible people. Can I have one of those fuses?
Sure. Yeah.
I need some liquid for my parched throat.
There's bad guys on both sides.
That's right, you're an aqua kind of guy.
Aqua vita.
Okay, so you go find Angela. She's also standing around, still early morning. She's watching the latent protest. If anyone had tried something like this over in Atlantis...
She's like, what, how old is it? 12?
What?
How old is the girl?
You, 12, 13. Right. You're not really sure, and neither is she.
Right.
I mean, it's been 5 years. I mean, how often do you... keep track of dates and stuff, especially if she said she was on her own for a bit beforehand.
Yeah. Mm. She's around that age.
I like it, yeah.
This would not be tolerated in Atlantis.
That's actually why we've come to speak with you. The conditions there weren't great, I'm assuming. Like, we're obviously in a lot of trouble because we apparently absconded with you.
Yeah.
But obviously we played it off that, you know, we didn't take you. You just must have ran away on your own volition. Yeah, but
well, Poseidon doesn't believe that.
No, not at all. So we're in danger of losing our water. As you can clearly guess, that since we've had that voting thing, and we... obviously, our enclave is willing to
thanks for
help
sticking
you.
Up for me, by the way.
That's not a problem. It was
are you both there?
Yeah.
It was a horrible thing that he was doing. It's not human. I mean, like, it's right now you're not seeing the best side of us with what's going on right now, but we're still all people and we're all in this together. You know, it's sad that it has to come to this. But we were wondering, do you... know of any people that would be sympathetic to or maybe overthrowing Poseidon?
Here or Atlantis?
In Atlantis.
Yeah, there are some, but no one would try it. I mean, he's... It's been tried before, and he's survived every attempt, and brutally executed the people who tried to rise up against him. She, like, stares away for a second, shakes her head. Probably some of the other men there would be against it. The older people. I mean, some of them like him for providing security, and, I mean, everyone there is flush with bounty from everyone, all the other enclaves paying them for water. So they don't really want for anything. I mean, socially, there are a few people who whisper about how Poseidon's like a dictator, and but, I mean, he keeps the lights on and the food coming in. Most people don't complain much beyond that.
If we were to overthrow him, do you know any idea who might be a good replacement for him? Well, is there anybody on the inside that we could probably get in contact with to maybe get some insider help?
You could try. It's risky. It depends on...
Yeah, we know we're taking a big risk here, but we can't lose our water, and we understand.
Well, I mean, if you reach out to someone on the inside, it depends if they think that they're better off working with you or turning you over to Poseidon.
Yeah, that's...
And you probably won't know which way they chose until you get there.
Yeah. Would you be able to map out, like, the inner workings of Atlantis for us? Maybe to give us, like, a guide to, like, where he sleeps, you know?
Yeah, I could definitely do that.
Okay, so...
We can sneak in there.
And maybe let us know where that little hole that you squirreled your way out of...
Sure.
...might be. We're going to take a venture and see if we can solve the Atlantis problem. In case you didn't get that from our line of questioning.
I kind of figured. I mean, if you kill him, or even don't and remove him somehow, whatever, there's going to be a bunch of people fighting to take over, probably. You should have someone ready to go. Otherwise, everyone's going to want to be king, because it's a good job.
And who would you say was the best bet to take over?
From the Enclave? Probably... Persephone? She's,
You mean from Atlantis?
What?
Oh, yeah, wait, yeah. Enclave, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
She's kind of like the head foreman, I think. Like, she's in charge of the waterworks. Most of the people there respect her. Mm-hmm. And with her in charge, you probably don't have to worry about child brides anymore.
Well, what do we have to worry about with her?
I don't know. I mean,
everyone's pretty much got their faults, but we gotta...
I didn't work with her that much because I didn't work in the waterworks. I was with Poseidon most of the time. But I've heard other people talk about her and say good things. She can be... I heard people say she can be a hard ass.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but you need kind of need that to keep something like that working.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
She might be good.
So we're going to trade out
think of now.
King of Atlantis for Hades' bride. She wasn't a willing bride, so I mean,
yeah, I guess she wasn't. I think she was also a child bride.
Alright, so we got one possibility. We should probably... I don't know if we should go there and talk to her in person, or if we should reach out beforehand.
Well, talking to her in person is going to be a lot more difficult than calling her.
Unless we get there and call her and tell her to meet us outside. Or
well, if you go there and she doesn't want anything to do with it, then you're kind of fucked. Because then you have someone who knows what you're doing who's probably going to warn Poseidon. The other problem you're going to have is that no one there knows you. And if you just say that Persephone's in charge, they might not listen. Because who the fuck are you? You know?
Yeah. Taking on a big task here.
Yeah. What if Kingmaker?
What if you came and tried to sway people towards somebody? Like, after the deed was done, obviously.
They probably don't care about Child, right?
Yeah, once Poseidon's gone, we're just kids. I mean, one of you can make a foresight check.
What's your foresight at?
One.
All right, I think mine's at... Mine's also at one.
Oh.
You want to go for it or you want me to check?
Go for it. I'm the worst roller.
Sevens.
Crit fail.
Not a crit fail. I got six under seven, but my plus one is a seven, so...
Yeah, okay.
That's high.
You know what you know.
Yeah. There has to be at least some sort of group that, like, hidden...
Probably, but they don't talk loudly.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't talk to me because I was Poseidon's future wife.
Well, that's going to be a fun adventure. I mean, we can take out the king, but then things might be disturbed there for a while order takes place. Mm-hmm. Unless we go there, take out the king, and then have some... I wouldn't even suggest bringing our enclave over there as like a small army, because most of these people here aren't fighters, they're mostly farmers. Not even that. The hell do most of the people do here?
There are some farmers. There are some prayers. You have the people who maintain... Basically, you guys export electricity.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of the people maintaining that. You also said your main export is faith. So you have a lot of religious, you know, like preachers and stuff, whose contribution is people will come to services or they'll go out, kind of like you guys do, but instead of being takers, they're missionaries, more or less. They're actual missionaries. So they'll go to other enclaves and do services, you know, stay for like a month or two, do services and come
back.
So
our enclave will absorb their enclave and then they'll become a Christianity over the Greek gods again, you know. Wipe out all the old gods.
Oh.
The
new ones.
Angela cocks her eyebrow. I don't think that's going to work.
No, not at all. We have to see if there's got to be like a small group of people there that we can get in contact with. Maybe there's something we can go once we get there. Find some thing listening in the underworld. I mean, it has to have an underworld.
her eyes light up. What was his name? Okay, I need a name.
Hades?
No. Two on the nose.
We can jump religions and go.
it doesn't have to be Greek either.
I was about to say, who's the one who cut up Osiris?
My mom.
Wasn't it Isis?
No, Isis was Osiris's wife.
I thought she cut him up. I know she put him back together.
She put him back together. No, it was his brother.
Horus?
No.
We'll call him Horatio.
Horatio.
There we go.
Close to Horus.
Horatio. He, about 2 months before, 2 or 3 months before I left.
I think it was Set.
Yes, it was. But this guy's Horatio.
Okay.
About two... Oh, wait, there's index cards over there. You see that there should be index cards on the table. Danke.
Index cards and a post-it.
I need to write these names down so I don't forget them. Persephone and Horatio. 2 or 3 months before I left, Horatio got into an argument with Poseidon, and Poseidon sentenced him to 3 days in the dungeon. The dungeon in Atlantis is a water tank that periodically fills and empties with freezing cold water from the lake.
Oh, that's...
That
sounds comfortable.
Terrible.
And really good for your skin complexion. Salt water like that? Really cold? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, I know that Horatio was not happy about it, Obviously, he didn't go straight back to Poseidon to complain, but I've heard him grumbling about it. If there's anyone who would hate Poseidon enough to probably want to try to kill him, you could start with Horatio.
What did he do? Was he like a service guy, or...?
He works in the waterworks. Just about everybody there works in the waterworks, except the handmaidens, as Poseidon calls them, that are in charge. Oh, yes, hello, Gracie. Yes.
I should have called them muses.
Yes, the muses. Better. That's, no, not the muses, the nymphs.
Nymphs.
The nymphs, who are in charge of, like, food production and taking care of whatever Poseidon wants.
So what do you think, Deacon? We should head down there and see if we can get in contact with Horatio. Yeah. I feel like something like this needs to be done in person, because calling them, I mean, yeah. We can kind of gauge, see how he feels in person. If he might be a threat, we could just detain him until...
Yeah.
So I feel like calling people, we're just going to give our hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she tells you that...
It's like, here, I got pocket aces.
The buildings on the side here, the southern one, just say that's north for simplicity's sake.
No.
The southern one is where everyone else lives, and this one is where they store spare parts, tools, things. It's like a workshop, but they can also make repairs there for things.
No, like we don't want to sabotage anything in the building, so.
At least not so bad that it can't be easily fixed.
Yeah. I mean, definitely be good to cause a distraction, you know, just like wedge a pipe or something.
But how do we sneak in?
Yeah.
Right. So, you can't get through the bridge.
Obviously.
But there is an outflow pipe in the back that isn't used. Well, it's an inflow pipe that isn't used it's cracked. So you have to swim underwater a bit. But if you can get in the crack of the pipe and then swim up, you'll come out in the back of the main building in the waterworks area.
All right.
Which is really loud, so no one will probably hear you. And then she said there's like a hatch you can open to get out. It's dark in there, though, so you're going to need a flashlight or something. Or just feel around. She didn't have a flashlight, but she was going out, so she knows she knew she made it when she hit water.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going the other way.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got you big specs. Would that help with seeing in the dark?
Is
that
like an upgrade for that?
I know my binoculars have night vision, but looking down a tunnel with night vision, binoculars kind of seems stupid.
I would say, yeah, if you spent the charge on your big stick, you can have like a little flashlight on them.
I have you big specs as well.
Well, then, there you go.
So we can have... Oh, man. Then we can have, like, a little attack net type of deal.
Yes.
Oh,
but you have to get the ghoul net.
Yeah, that's right. How much was that?
It's one bounty, but each of you have to have it.
That doesn't add to the upkeep cost, does it?
No. It's just an initial cost to have it upgraded.
How much is the cost?
One. Just one bounty.
You want to do it?
Yeah, sure.
Ghoul net. God
damn it. All right.
It's not something that can be abused with the whole group, because me and him are the only ones with...
I know. Still. Tactics. Yeah, so you have the app Ghoulnet.
Ghoulnet.
It's a secure tactical network, so not as advanced as Eclipse Phase, but you could basically see through the camera in the other person's UBIX specs, and they can, you know, highlight targets and things. So you can know where people are.
Alright, sounds good.
My DDJ and the grenades don't have...
There's no upkeep.
On those, but my UBIX specs do have an upkeep, right?
Yes, the upkeep is 2.
Okay, sorry, I never added that in, because I think I just kind of picked them up and then...
Yeah. You know, the grenade, the thing with the grenades and the DDJs is that they don't have an upkeep, but they don't refresh either. So once you use them, they're gone until you just buy new ones.
Sounds good. Let's go. Are we done?
Well, I mean, I don't think
it's up to you.
I don't think there's any much more she can give us.
Yeah. All right.
She, we got the.
So she draws you out maps of the different buildings.
Hey. She gives us a layout. Where Poseidon is. Does she know? Like she was with him most of the time.
Yeah. She tells you like when he usually his schedule is pretty much the same every day. So she tells you when he eats, when he goes to bed.
What does he use? Kind of like, is he a gun? Is he a gun guy? Is he a melee guy?
No, he has that trident.
Oh, the trident.
Yeah. Firearms aren't allowed inside the main building.
That would be bad if we missed shot. I mean, you're going to have an advantage here because you have your sword. I mean, me, I could probably just maybe sneak into the kitchen, poison his food.
Yeah. The guards on the bridge are all armed.
Yeah.
And they keep the guns in the other building here.
Hopefully.
But everyone, while they're working, is not armed. Fire. Some of them have like knives or clubs or things.
Gotcha.
Because they're secure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Training. Alright, so. Okay. Anything we should get, do you think? Maybe supplies?
Yeah, anything you want to pick up before you go?
Maybe get in contact with somebody for some poison? Just maybe as an option to use.
Poison my blade.
I'm going to say that's going to be Eve. Because poison is not something you... Well, if you want to get it, if you want to source it locally, you could go to Eve and talk to her, who's the black market dealer around town. Or if you want to make a networking check to find someone online who'll sell you some poison.
I'd be like, Oberyn Martell, I'm going to poison money. Poison on my sword.
I'll let you if you get some poison.
I think I'll talk to Eve. I'll get something. Like, maybe we can poison this. I just want to keep our options open. Like, if we can't go all out on him, we can at least take him out while he eats if we know his schedule. As long as we don't tip our hand and let people in get caught while we're there.
Okay. So Eve has, even though she does not have a family, she has her own room in the temple, like the families do. All the way in the far corner, which gives her the most privacy.
Wait a second.
Grayson, get down.
We don't need poison. We're going to the... Fuck, we're walking. There's dead people. I can poison my... I can make my... I can just
you could cover your
cover blade, my blade in blight.
Well, yeah, you can if you want to cut it, but I'm thinking, like, if we can't get to him, like, get close to him, like, say he's under watch, or it's...
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to get to... You can make a foresight check for that, too, Meyer.
Yeah, all right.
And I don't, like, get a firefight. I'd rather...
Chris succeeded, too.
Damn.
Okay, so you could most definitely cover your blade with blight.
Yeah.
If you get it from a casualty, it's cold blight, and it will kill him, but it could take, like, up to a week.
Yeah.
The other problem with that is then he turns Vector, and Atlantis could have an outbreak.
That's true.
Which could be bad.
Yeah.
Because the casualties can't leave because of the water.
Well, even if it's poison, he might turn.
Well, if it's just regular poison, it'll just kill him. You'll only turn... I mean, he's not latent. You met him. He's not latent.
Okay.
So, unless he gets bitten somewhere in between when you poison him and when he dies... He wouldn't turn from just regular poison.
All right.
Blight would definitely work, but...
Except it could potentially ruin the water supply. Especially if he goes back there, wipes everyone out, then all the water that's getting pumped all out
right.
is full of...
Well, I mean, you could, like, flush the tanks and restart it, but if...
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if the enclave dies...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones who know how to use
exactly.
the salmon.
So it's... But yeah, I think I'm going to get, like, some regular poison. Hemlock.
Okay, so you go to Eve. Like I said, she has her
something,
room.
Something.
Is all the way in the far corner of the temple.
Cyanide.
The door is closed. Knock on it. And she opens it. She's got long, black, straight black hair. Her clothes are nicer than anyone else's. She has a computer monitor that's playing a show that she's streaming off Ubik, which is hella expensive, but she's a drug dealer. She's got money to burn.
She's an everything
she's
dealer.
She's a dealer, yeah. Ah, watchdog. What can I do for you?
I have a pest problem, and I need to get rid of it with something that's potentially fatal if they eat it. No, not potentially. It's extremely
come on
fatal
come
if
on
they
in.
Eat it.
I don't talk business in the hallway. So you walk in, she closes the door. She actually has a mattress, like a plush mattress with a comforter. This is the nicest room in the Enclave, you're pretty sure.
Aren't you living in luxury?
Yeah, well, the benefits of the black market. So, you want to kill a fucker?
Yeah.
With poison?
If it comes to that. I mean, if I can't get to him through physical means, or if I can't get a clear shot, I want him gone in any way possible. I'm just keeping my options open. If I can't beat him to death physically, I need to get him a subtle way.
Well, I mean, I don't... This is the first time someone's asked me for straight-up poison. So I don't really have anything for that. What I do have is opiates. Crush those up, put them in his food. Enough of that will do the job for you.
Kill anybody. Is he still there?
No.
Okay. Well,
That much is going to cost you.
What are we talking here?
Enough oxy to put a guy down and make sure he stays down. That's like 10 bounty.
Kill him, Eve.
Well, I hope not.
So, 10, huh?
Yeah.
Any way we can work out some sort of arrangement? Payment deal? Payment plan?
I mean, sure. You want to pay me back later, there's going to be interest. And you better pay back.
What about a favor? I mean, 10's a lot. I know. I can't afford it.
A favor, huh? You owe me, and I'll just give it to you. But you owe me. And you better come through when I call.
You know me. Have I ever let anybody down in this enclave?
No, you haven't. All right. She, behind her bed, there's a safe.
Should I put her down as a reference and say that, like, favor owed, or should I write her down as a...
You can put her down as a reference and just put favor next to it. You can't call on her as a reference, though.
No, yeah, I'm just...
So she says, turn around. So you turn around, and then you hear her... it's not an electronic safe, it's like an actual dial. You're just getting lower and lower as you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear her shuffling through something, the sound of, like, pills hitting a bottle, like, in a bottle. You hear her, tunk. Okay. She turns around, she hands you, basically, like, a piece of folded wax paper that's all folded up, and there's a bunch of pills in there. There you go. Pretty pure, too.
I really appreciate this, Eve.
Oh, no, I do.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are out and about all the time.
Yeah, if there's be you need up there.
Keep that in mind. And don't worry, I won't tell the other boys. She wins.
Appreciate that. Discretion is key.
Mm-hmm. Make a note.
I mean, I could have paid the bounty, but where's the fun in that?
That's true.
Yeah.
Better than waving. Kissing everywhere.
If I paid that, though, I'd be making just enough for my upkeep and everything.
That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
You owe the drug dealer a favor.
That I won't do for my baby girl.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how much murdering this guy is for your baby girl, but sure.
You wasn't waiting.
I was.
No, you are. You came in. You are waving. I saw it.
It was my foot that was waving.
No, was it?
The foot wave.
I won.
My tail was waving.
Yeah.
He was waving the entire time, by the way. So
I don't doubt it. He's a good waver.
And his arm was getting just lower and lower. You all right there?
Yeah. Are you maybe the roll dice now? I mean,
I'm
like, your arm tired?
I'm good.
You have to switch it up.
All right. Anything else you guys want to pick up before you go?
Anything you need? No,
I got my sword. That's all I need. I don't need much. I don't need anything. I'm good.
Anyway, we're going to assassinate a king, so, I mean...
What?
Any little bit might help. Anything.
Like,
I don't know.
What?
People, Come on, Boy Scouts motto. Always be prepared.
I am prepared.
A falcon?
I got a sword.
Yeah, falcon would be great.
I mean, you need training to do it.
Get a falcon, and we'll have eyes in the sky. We'll put Yubik specs on it. And then we'll always...
No, you can't. One of the upgrades is to basically put a GoPro on the falcon. So you can...
Well, I need a falcon. Let's use a drone.
That's another option, too.
Yeah, but drones require batteries. Falcons can at least hunt for themselves.
No, boy.
Well, falcons have charges just like everything else.
No, yeah.
I'll get a falcon, then. one falcon, please.
Do you have animal handling?
Nope.
Well, you can get a falcon. You don't know what to do with it, but you can have a falcon.
All right.
You don't have to get it right now. Just...
Any weapons, drugs?
No. What else do I need?
Maybe I'm asking.
I don't need any.
Armor?
Maybe I should get a silent pistol.
Maybe armor.
A rifle might be a...
Armor sounds okay.
So there's different types of armor. The main ones out in the loss, there's carpet armor, which is for your arms and legs to stop casualties biting you.
Doesn't matter to me.
There's chain mail. Which you can put on your torso and arms, which blocks you from melee and unarmed attacks. Mm-hmm. Or you can just get, like, a Kevlar vest.
Chain mail might be helpful for, chloroform. We should get chloroform. So I can knock out people instead of having to kill people.
Evil, I've added that to your list. Chloroform, yeah. Yeah, you can get some chloroform from Eve.
And that's clunky. Not good.
Yeah.
Also noisy.
Chainmail. Yeah.
Chainmail is definitely noisy.
Not good. Also,
Rohypno.
The way the Kevlar works is it goes over your chest.
Yep.
And you can spend a point of armor to turn a kill damage into stun damage. And or as a police officer, just let me double check. You basically can negate damage that's done to you, but obviously only in the chest because that's where it is.
I thought it said donkey and it says drone key. I forgot about donkey.
No, I don't want anything.
Okay. I just want to double check so I know for myself though.
That's right, I have the DDJ.
Yes, you have the DDJs and you have grenades. Which, not stealthy, but effective.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to use grenades today.
Granada?
You know what we should do? Use the mortar, kill the guards in the front, maybe destroy the bridge.
Then you don't have a mortar.
I can get one.
Yeah, I can find it.
There you go. So you could spend a charge on the armor from Kevlar that negates all kill damage that you get that turn to stun, or you could spend a point to negate all the stun damage done to you. So if you spend 2 points... You would negate all the damage.
That's
all
right.
But it has no upkeep.
I need my money.
Just use it, and then once it's all used up,
no thanks. I need money.
Okay. Yes, there's that too. All right.
Point of the game.
Here comes the money! Money.
Oh, man. I'm going to take my arm removed and just get a prosthetic arm.
I forgot, Deacon was part of Fox, so he has $42 million.
Fox?
Yeah, that's how much, or 40, 52? However much Disney paid for Fox. $42 billion.
Unfortunately, you were declared dead.
Oh.
So you have to forge your papers and get back over the wall to get that money.
Okay. Is it 50, 42, or
it was billion.
I know, yeah, it was. Yeah. It was either 42 or 52 bills.
It was a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
It was a lot.
All right, so you're on your way. So spend a ration for the first leg.
Two.
Oh, yeah, you're double timing it, so spend two. So are you walking together, or are you still going up ahead, James?
What do you think? We should do a normal or just kind of...
No, let's just go for it. Let's just go.
Okay, I think we'll just go.
So someone make an awareness check.
10 over 9.
Okay. So you're walking through still the city area, and you see at the base of a building, a tall building, a corpse, which very obviously landed head first.
Okay.
It is dead.
Suicide?
You'd have to go check.
Excuse me. I want to use my binoculars and scan the building that he was... he fell from. See if maybe he was pushed or he just kind of wandered off.
Could have been a she. You didn't know.
Make another...
You sexist fuck.
13 over 3.
You don't see anyone or see anything.
No, I would say everything's kind of just damaged and broken up.
Nothing unusual other than the corpse.
You want to go scavenge the body, see what we can find? Maybe get some... Make some a little
Could
bit of bread
trap.
On this.
Could be. So you go over, and there's a dead guy. Not much of a head left anymore. Kind of just stops the shoulders. The body is resting against the building. It's still vertical. Do you want to flip it over?
Well, I can't touch it.
It's not infected.
Oh.
No, it is. I'm sorry.
Alright.
To flip him over.
Okay.
Do you? You don't have to.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. So you flip him over, and you see that on the ground underneath him, still intact, is an old-fashioned media recorder. He's got, a voice recorder.
I'll play it.
Okay. Both of you make self-control checks.
Okay. No.
No, this is definitely bad already. Let's make control. Let's see.
Self-control is under...
self-control.
Yeah,
no, I failed.
All right, so you both take 2 to detachment. And you hear a pained voice. My name is Jimmy Alden. I'm from Macon, Georgia. I was out here visiting family when everything went to shit. If you're listening, please let my family know I'm dead and that I love them. Oh, God, it hurts. I finished off those crazy fuckers trying to get in the car with the kids, but some got in my mouth... And I'm out of bullets. And then you hear he screams, and you hear him turn into a vector.
Oh.
Oh God! Oh, it hurts! I'm sorry. What happened? He just keeps repeating it, and then you hear the sound of whooshing air, and then a splat.
Did this kids?
Not here.
Okay.
It's based on the report, you think he fought off some casualties who were trying to get to kids in a car somewhere.
I said his name was Jimmy Alden.
Jimmy Alden, yeah.
All right, we'll tell him.
So you can take the recording.
Okay.
And it is worth 8 bounty.
Oh,
if you could get it to...
the family.
No, not the family. You can either give it to archivists or tragedy trackers, and they'll give you money for it. And the recorder itself is worth another 2 bounty.
Can we contact his family?
Yeah, you could try. You'd have to find them.
Okay.
Probably not right now.
Okay.
But that would take a research check.
Ned,
so
I wrote, tell family he loves them and that he's dead.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You can either... if you tell the family, you can't sell it to tragedy trackers.
You tell archivists, though.
You could try to sell it to archivists, yes. Okay. That's the whole leg. So, spend 2 more rations.
Oh, my. All right.
And one of you make an awareness check.
Go for it, dog man. Watch dog.
I'm going to... Hold on. Instead of rerolling that. If I crit fail, if I spend a will, it turns into a regular fail, and then my stuff...
spend another will to reroll.
Okay, but if it's a regular fail, then doesn't my... since it's no longer a crit, does my skill add to it now? So it makes it an 8? Alright, so still...
It's still better.
Just a failure.
Then I am not... I'm just going to take the crit fail.
You're going to take the crit fail?
I'm going to probably need the will to do something else while we're trying to
kill
the
king. Only have 1? Will?
I have 3 will. It's just... I don't want to spend 2 to...
Okay.
You could use 1 just a regular fail, not a crit fail.
Well,
this is an awareness check.
Okay. Yeah. you two are walking, and you're heading under an overpass, and neither of you noticed the thing that suddenly you hear, and you look up, and there's an ambulance falling on you. So both of you make athletics checks.
Well,
you can overspend rations before you roll to add to it.
I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to spend 2.
Oh, shit!
Good thing I spent the extra.
Nope. That's a fail.
Do you want to spend a will to flip it?
Yeah, sure.
Probably a good idea.
Well, we're just athletics, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I got 8/2.
All right, so you still have to spend 1 ration, Byron, to jump out of the way. So you both barely manage to get out of the way as this ambulance comes crashing down into the streets.
What the fuck was that?
It was an ambulance. You go back and look up, you see the guardrail on the overpass has been busted out, as if the ambulance drove through it.
Was someone driving this?
You can look around.
The fuck? You alright?
You alright.
Jesus.
Is it scavenge or awareness?
Yeah, you can make a scavenge check.
I'll do awareness.
Nope, I failed.
10/4.
Alright, so, Watchdog, you find what's left of the driver, in the seats, moving. It looks like most of him has been severed. He's basically only there from, like, the middle of his chest up, and one of his arms is gone, but he's a casualty now. And as you approach, he is, like, waving one arm at you, but he's pinned. He can't get you. It looks like, Deacon, that the back did have medical supplies in it.
Mm.
They're not quite useful anymore.
No.
What with the falling, like, 40 feet and crashing into the street.
Makes sense.
But, yeah.
Damn. I'm gonna shoot him.
Or Deacon can sort
him. If you want.
Sure. You don't even have to spend ration for it. He's not.
Alright.
He just.
Damn, man, that was. What do you think? Do you think it was just in, like, neutral or something? Just rolled down the thing and just crashed through it? Do you think he was alive and driving this? And then it's. Wait, why have he been driving? No, there's no way you could be driving.
You can make a foresight check.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it a shot. Go for it. 2's fucking waste.
if you had to guess. He turned while driving and crashed, and it was probably teetering on the edge. And then as you got closer, it saw you and started moving around inside the cab, and it kind of rocked it the wrong way.
Okay. So he's been long dead.
Yeah. Well, not long dead. You can see there's Crusader marks on the side of the ambulance, so this is post-crash. But he's been dead long enough to
have already probably turned. Trying to deliver the supplies to his enclave.
Could be. But yeah, they're toast now.
Oh, well. That's a good omen, right?
Yeah.
So, falling ambulance from the sky.
Let's take it as a good omen, yeah.
If you hadn't critically failed, you could have climbed up there and tried to salvage stuff out of it.
Yeah.
But instead, the stuff came to you.
Yeah.
Alright, so 2 more ashes.
2 more.
Go on to the third leg. Awareness from someone.
5/4.
5/4, okay.
Damn.
You're out of the city area and you're heading into the swamp. And as you're going, you see there's still trees on the road around you. And as you're walking, you see there's a body hanging from a tree in front of you, down the road. And stops like mid-thigh. But it's moving. So it's obviously a casualty. As you get closer, you can see that it is missing its legs.
Mm-hmm.
But the legs and the pants are all torn. Their legs were eaten.
Oh, God, so he was a living person hung there for the thing catches used to eat away at the bottom half of him.
Mm-hmm. You can see that his arms are tied behind his back, and the rope he's hanging from is slung under his armpits so that it wouldn't kill him. And he has a sign hanging from his neck that says Larcenist.
Wow. Well,
so you can both make self-control checks.
That was an execution. No. 5 and 5. Yeah.
I crit fail.
It doesn't make it any worse. That is... What did you take before? Detachment?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 2 more to detachment.
Wow, that's really good. I'm going to be spending a lot of money next time.
Yeah, 1 away from cracked.
Yep. Once you're cracked, you can't go back, right?
Yeah, once you crack, you don't go back. Shut up, Samsung S voice. But crack isn't that bad. Crack, when you hit crack, you fight, flight, or flee. And then that lasts for like a scene or 2. But then you can't go back down below it. Okay. So 2 more rations, and you are at... So you're at the border of Atlantis. What time of day were you guys hoping to arrive?
Good night. Yeah. Okay. Covered darkness. Let's,
I figured. I just wanted to make sure.
It's like a boat. Maybe we can like get under the bridge.
You'd have to try to find a boat. They specifically try to keep boats around.
Scavenge.
Well, you could go. You can go around the bridge too. So like, there's land on the other side of the bridge.
But it's like a secluded.
It's an island, though.
Yeah, you'd have to swim there.
Yeah.
And either way, we're swimming. We have to go through the pipe, which is under the water.
There's nothing in the lake that's going to hurt you. There's no like creatures.
I don't know.
You could try to find a boat.
Poseidon does have the ability to control animals, right? So
he's not actually Poseidon.
No. He doesn't have a kraken underneath this island?
9/3.
You better.
9/3, okay. It takes you a little while because they have moved all the boats away, or so they thought. But you find a rusty old canoe buried in some reeds, like half sunk in mud.
Thank you.
So you take some time to dig it out. You don't have paddles, but you have a canoe. You can paddle by hand.
Yeah, we got it.
Or you can just rip off some branches and just
get
that. Yeah,
if you can. Ideal, but it's better than just.
These aren't hands. Yeah. All right, got a boat.
How'd you get a boat?
I found a boat.
It's a good find.
Thank you.
Too bad we can't bring it back with us.
We could.
You have to carry it.
Carry it back.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should do what they did in Pirates of the Caribbean. Just hold it over our head and just walk along the bottom.
I've never seen that movie.
It's probably too deep for that.
What was the movie I watched? I made a really dumb movie.
Did you watch the Pirates porn that got an award?
No, I forgot what I said I watched. It was something really stupid.
Let's just say it was Dunstan Checks In. That's Will's favorite movie, I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
Okay, so you guys are going to paddle over. So, someone make a stealth check, but you both also have to spend a rations because it's a lot of work to paddle over, but stealth to get there with the scene.
I'm using my
12/2. And I'm going to have to use my refresh too.
Okay, yeah, 12/2. You are the knight. So you slowly make your way
that
around.
That is ADP, right? Refresh?
Yeah. Are you going to the pipe that she told you about?
Yeah.
Okay. So you take like an hour to just slowly quietly make your way around. You don't think anyone sees you. There's no lights on you or anything. And you get to the spot where she told you the pipe is. You could just kind of make it out under the water. Ooh, excuse me. So you're both going to have to make athletics checks. All
right. Here we go.
Athletic
hole.
Fuck. 13/7.
I must use my last will.
I mean, you could do something later to one of your spots.
So,
so you flip it.
Flip it.
So both, you spend a ration though, because you're swimming, it's struggling. But you dive down, and just when it gets to the point where you can barely see anything, you see this pipe and you feel the crack in it. And you pull yourselves through and swim up, and a few seconds later you break the surface. And then you, it's wide, but it's not wide enough for both of you to go next to each other, so you're going one by one. Mm-hmm. And the air is very wet and salty in the pipe, go figure.
I couldn't imagine why that would be.
I don't know. It's like it's in salt water or something.
It's in that Shawshank where they crawl through 500 yards of shit.
I send you a message to the Ubix. How did that girl find this? She must have been, like, really searching.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you turn on your little flashlight app. It's not unlocked. There's basically a little flashlight right on the bridge of your nose that shines out, but it's enough to see by. And you start crawling through the tunnel. And as you're crawling, you can hear the sounds of machinery up ahead getting closer and closer and closer as you go. And after a few minutes, you see a hatch on your right side. Mm.
Alright,
is there an Irishman in it?
You're in it.
Is there an Irishman in the hatch who's pressing numbers every 128 minutes?
Well, you don't know. Oh. But you're what's inside the hatch.
Okay.
Was he Scottish?
I thought he was Irish.
Huh. Should we try calling Horatio and see if he can meet us somewhere inside, or should we try and find him and talk to him in person?
Let's contact Horatio. Like, who? We don't know what he looks like.
That's a good point.
Angela described him to you.
We don't know where he is.
No, you don't.
We don't know this place well.
I got this map that she drew on this piece of. She drew it on a dinner napkin.
It's fine.
Let's contact him.
Alright, so one of you can call him up on Ubik. Who's doing that?
I'll give it a shot.
That rolling is not... I'm not good. I have bad luck with these games.
Try these dice.
Oh, now those ones now?
Well, those ones James are using. Let's see if you're doing well. You want the other ones?
Yeah, you give me another set.
Yeah.
Give him one time.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I did.
Luck of the draw here. How many you got in there, a lot?
Five of each.
Okay.
And
you gave me them as six. Oh, no, it's a six and a nine. And you gave it to me as a 69.
Oh, chicka wow wow.
I'm not good. This game doesn't like me. I fail a lot.
I'll give it a shot. So was that networking? Or...
Well, you know, you have his Ubik, so you can just call him up.
Okay.
Ring, ring, hello.
Ring, ring,
hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Who the fuck is this?
Hi. All right. Is this Horatio?
Yeah. Who the fuck is this?
Hi. Yeah. We're from a neighboring faction. That's probably about to. We received word that we have a tyrant of a ruler, and we were told you were the guy to talk to about meeting the people in the underworld.
Make a persuasion check.
I'm going to spend a little to flip that. So, 5/1.
Okay. This is the weirdest call I've ever got. You... Hold on one second.
You hear... it's like... you hear footsteps and then a door open and close.
Okay, I'm outside. Now, what? You want the underworld?
We were told that you had to speak to about usurping Poseidon.
By who?
One of the child brides that had escaped.
You know Angela?
Yes.
You know where she is?
Yes. She's safe.
Good.
We didn't help her escape, per se, but she got out on her own, but we just gave her safety.
When we got her escape.
Oh, you're those guys from Bounty. So you're here to what?
Obviously, taking one of his child brides did not make Poseidon happy.
No, it did not.
We need to secure our water, and she suggested that you would be a good person to talk to about helping keeping peace between the two factions in our water by getting rid of a tyrant king.
Getting rid of how?
Any way you deem necessary. We can kidnap him, kill him, it don't matter. As long as we can keep our water, it doesn't matter to us.
Okay.
Okay. Where? So what, you're in Bounty?
No, we're in the area. We're actually in...
Inside the main building?
We're inside Atlantis.
How the fuck did you get in?
Secrets of the trade.
Okay, so you're here to assassinate the leader of my enclave, and you call me at 3 a.m. because you wanted to get my permission?
Well, we were told that you would be the best person to talk to about maybe orchestrating an uprising and helping us find someone to replace him, to not cause seeds of chaos. We're not here to create we're not here to create, you know, anarchy. We're here to remove one ruler and put somebody that you feel may be best to take over the situation without causing too much chaos.
Okay.
To keep things working.
You know, there's going to be a vacuum of power.
This is not where I was expecting my day to go. All right, can you meet me outside the barracks?
Yes.
All right, I'll be here. And he hangs up. So you guys are inside the main building.
Yeah, we gotta go this way.
Yeah, you gotta get over to that one.
Oh, right.
You're like in the back here.
I'm gonna try to sneak it.
You're gonna have to. You're still in the pipe though. So
yeah.
You don't know exactly where
stealth
you are.
It up.
Yeah. So roll stealth.
Yeah, I passed that.
8/4.
Okay. So which one of you is in front? All right. So Watchdog, you go to the hatch and you say a little prayer as you.
Slowly.
it's slow, but it like creaks as you go. But you could hear the machinery is really loud.
Yeah.
Please don't let it be here. Please don't let it be here. And you push it open, and a little bit of light shoots in. And you just slowly creak it open, and you look, and there's no one around.
Should have fucking asked you for WD-4.
And you're like, oh, thank fuck. And so you both like jump out real quick and quietly close it behind you and like put the handle back into place and start sneaky through. So you manage to get through the building there's doors all over. So you get to the door and you head outside. Make an awareness check, one of you.
Yeah, go for it. Man.
13/9. Oh my god, these are really close.
13/9 isn't that close.
Well, 10/9, it's just my plus three that helps. I'm just saying, like, the dice are rolling really close every time.
So, as you're running between the buildings, you look over towards the bridge, and you see... So the way that Atlantis delivers water to you, because it's just way too expensive to... have pipes go to the different places.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they basically have trucks of water, and they come and they just like pour it into a big tank that you guys have. So as you go, you see it looks like they've filled up one of the tankers.
Yeah.
And you see two guys, one of them is holding another person with like one of those dog catcher batons that's like the loop on the end, like those long sticks. And you realize they have a casualty up on the top of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is wearing gloves, like they have lights on them so you can see. They've got like gloves and a mask on. And he comes up behind and slits the casualty's neck. And you see that there's just black gushing into the water.
That's coming to us, isn't it?
That's fucking, yeah.
You don't know. There's no label on it. But if you had to make a guess,
we gotta sabotage that truck.
Okay.
I'm gonna call
you. Wait. So there's how many people are there right now?
You see two. There's two on top of the truck.
Okay.
So it's. I'll edit for the map. So
two on top of the truck.
It's, you know, like those big...
they're standing on the top of the platforms of the truck.
It's one of those tankers used to transport liquids.
Yeah.
So it's like round on the side and flat on the top.
Yeah.
So they managed to wrangle the casualty up there. So there's two people and the casualty.
Mm.
And they've just slit the thing's throat.
Yeah.
So it's just bleeding into the water.
You know what?
So the tanker, I'll just draw it, it's over here.
I'm going to call Mr. President.
Okay. You call up.
I have to burn charges on my thing for that, right?
Yes, you both do, because you're using the flashlight. Just so mark a charge on your Ubix, but that's just once per scene. You don't have to do it.
Can we get a picture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just snap a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I send a picture to Eunuch, and I call Mr. President, because right now he's in the middle of a protest. His voice won't be heard to tell people, to warn them. But,
okay.
I call him, like...
You can't. He doesn't have Ubix specs.
Oh, that's right. Shit. All right, I call the head, Oh, no, I don't want him to know what we're doing yet.
How do you know that they're poisoning the water?
Right, well, I guess I'll send a message to Eunuch to Eunuch as well.
The other thing you could do, which I'll tell you, Bounty has, like, its own forum on the Lifelines, so you could post it there and, like, the, like, tags, or tell, you know, post it there and tell Eunuch to email everyone,
yeah,
and
give them a picture.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, so you
make a quick gif of him cutting the thing open the tank and just be like, they're poisoning somebody's water supply. It may be us.
Probably ours.
It's most likely gonna be ours. Tell them to be wary of the water.
Okay. Yeah, you send that over to Unix. He doesn't
No,
a few minutes later, you get a he responds, holy shit.
Yes,
that's bad.
Yeah. We're gonna try and sabotage the truck if we can, but until then, don't trust the water.
Well, the water they have is fine.
Yeah.
This has to be delivered.
Just, I'm saying, like, don't trust the next shipment.
Yeah. Okay. Or at least you hope the water you have is fine.
Yeah, that's...
I'm fine.
Well, you're fine, yeah.
Oh, wait, dependents are...
No one else is. Okay, so what are you guys going to do? So you're basically in between these two buildings here.
We're going to skulk around.
Well, you can make a foresight check.
If we kill him,
Yeah.
Well, like what James said, if you kill them, people are going to know something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to make your other job a lot harder.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, it's just,
also, that wouldn't sabotage the shipments. They just get different people.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna sabotage that truck, though. Maybe not destroy. We can't destroy the truck to the point, but we gotta drain that tank somehow.
Yeah.
Should have like an underflow or something on it, but like we'll take care of that a little bit later. As of right now, we need to find Horatio.
Yeah, let's go meet Horatio.
Do you have demolitions?
That's a skill.
Oh, okay. So you don't then. It would be a profession.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to blow it up either. I think that would be more of a mechanical or...
Yeah.
That would be more of a Unix job. I guess I would have to call him and be like, how do I disable the truck or leak it out?
You could try that.
Yeah, but right now we got to meet Horatio. That's... As long as that truck's not leaving right now, then...
It's not even hooked up to... It's just the tanker. It's not hooked up to the truck yet. So it's not going anywhere
right now. Unless that's going somewhere...
let's go to her.
As of right now, we have something to take care of. But yes, and we sent a warning out, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you go around the front of the building, and standing under a light by the front door is a man that matches the description Angela gave you for Horatio.
All right. Hi, Horatio.
What? Jesus Christ. It took you long enough.
Not an easy place to navigate.
Okay.
Also got a bit distracted by them sabotaging that war.
Oh. Yeah, that's bounties.
Yeah, we shouldn't. We already gave our enclave the heads up.
Okay.
So he leads you a little bit away from the door, like into the shadows. So what... Okay, so you want to kill Poseidon, or whatever.
Yeah, don't matter.
And put someone else in charge.
We were told Persephone might be a good replacement for him to keep this place running.
I mean...
But we need to find sympathizers, obviously, to help. On the inside, we were told you'd be somebody...
I mean, there are definitely people who fucking hate Poseidon.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also people who fucking love Poseidon.
Yeah, that's... Mm-hmm.
Credit him with keeping them safe and alive through all this.
Yeah, but as you can see, we can't have things like that happening to other enclaves just on the whim of a madman who is marrying children.
Yeah, that part's pretty bad. No one likes that. But the families of those girls, if they have any, get treated pretty well.
I understand there's an upside to it, but it's morally wrong. Obviously it's not our place to say, but she came to us and asked for help, and we helped her, and now our whole enclave is going to be punished from the decisions of me and my friend.
You, yeah.
So we're just trying to keep things civil, keep things right, because he's not going to listen to reason.
No, he's not. Okay, so Persephone might work if we could convince her to do it. She's not, like, a... a leadership type. I mean, she is. She runs. She's the foreman. She runs the war.
Who would you say?
I mean, I think I could do it.
Can
you make a sensitivity check?
Twos.
He seems like he's trying to seize on the opportunity. Yeah. He might be better than Poseidon. You feel like you can at least strike a deal with him for now to keep the water coming uncontaminated. Whether or not it would be better for the people of Atlantis, you don't know.
Go person.
But he says, yeah, I mean, I could get the other guys who are against Poseidon to help solidify things once everyone finds out he's dead.
Well, no one said kill him.
Okay, whatever.
It's an option.
If he's not dead, he's just going to come back somehow,
he's
right?
He's going to die.
Okay, fine, we're going to kill him. I just didn't want to come right out and say it because it sounds worse for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, because you're talking about fucking murder.
For a just reason.
Alright, yeah. Okay, shades of gray, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to try to talk to Persephone, you could try. But no guarantee she's going to be on board.
Do you think she'd rat us out, or do you think she's more of a I just want to work type of person?
Honestly, I couldn't say. It depends on... I mean, if you could convince her to take the job, I don't think she'd rat you out, but... You, with your crit, I'll tell you, you get the sense he's trying to dissuade you from her.
Yeah, because he wants to.
Yeah. But you also get... Like, he's not lying, so, like, you would have to... talk to her. I mean, like, imagine just waking up when someone's like, hey, you're king now. Yeah. Like, you don't know how they would pick a new leader here, because it's never happened before. It's not a democracy. As far as you know, Poseidon doesn't have any kids. It's not like a lineage, like a real kingdom. He's just in charge and calls himself king. So it would probably be whoever has the largest backing of the most people. And who wants the job. Like,
yeah.
if Horatio is like, I want to be king now that Poseidon's dead, and he's got a bunch of people behind him and no one else wants it, I'm like, all right, sure, fuck it.
If we can convince her, do you think you can get your guys to help back that?
Make a persuasion check.
I gotta flip that so it's 6 over.
Two, so it's what?
6 over 4.
He sighs. Like, yeah, I could try. When are you doing this?
Well, we gotta get you away, so hopefully before the war. Like,
for the war night?
If we can.
Okay.
I know it's quick, but I know it's sudden. It's just we have to get back to our enclave. To settle some things that are going on down there as well, and to keep Angela safe.
Yeah, you're busy little bees.
Yeah, we are.
It's busy little murder bees. Okay, I'll talk to my guys and wake them up. But if you want to talk to Persephone, she lives in the main building. She's on the second floor, one of the nicer suites, because she's important. I mean, she's basically had her own room. Not like Poseidon level, but...
What room is it?
He tells you. I'm not.
Do we have to worry about any workers that are in there right now, or do you think people would just be too preoccupied or sleeping?
I mean, it's night shifts. Most people are, you know, they just kind of keep things running. I can give you a pair of overalls that will help you blend in.
That would be perfect, actually.
All right, hold on. He runs. He goes back to the building. And a ventilator comes out. He's got like two like dirty blue coveralls. I think these will fit you. I kind of just odd you up and he hands it to you.
Would that help with our stealth rolls? Or like gives us like plus one or
I would say it's not gonna help with your stealth rolls. It could help with like a persuasion roll if someone's like, "Hey, who the hell are you?"
Yeah.
Just be like, "Oh, I'm Joe. I'm going upstairs to fix a pipe."
Okay.
It's like the clipboard disguise.
Yeah.
So, no one, I mean, you might just be able to walk in now and no one's gonna look at you, but it's not gonna give you a bonus to your stealth roll.
Okay. I feel like, you know, blending in like is a stealth skill, so I figured like it would help blend in.
In this system, that would be more of like a persuasion thing.
Okay,
like you're trying to make them think you're not who you are.
Yeah,
stealth would be like sneaking and being quiet.
So we should probably make our way to Persephone's room and see what we can do there.
Yep.
All right. Is there going to be a signal? How will I know?
I will send you a message to the specs.
Okay. I'll keep them on. And he heads back inside to the barracks.
I got this, the big one. It's a fire rod. I'm just going to light it.
Got this flare gun?
It was Spice World.
Oh, it was Spice World. It was your favorite movie.
Yeah. Spice World.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The Spice Girls and
Poppins.
The Spice
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It wasn't until way later that I didn't get that joke. It wasn't until way later. I love those girls. I would do anything for them. But I won't do that. It took me so long. It was years later. I'm like, oh yeah, it's Meatloaf.
Yeah.
He sings a song.
He does sing a song.
Yeah.
All right, so are you going to stealth into the building, or are you just going to walk in and...
You want to try blending in real quick, or you want to just...
You can do it. I'm stealthing.
Alright, I'm gonna try the blending in.
I'll try to stealth it.
Sometimes the best disguise.
So Deacon, roll stealth.
Is hate.
Gotta watch well, don't roll anything.
Stealth.
Okay, it's just that they see you.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna roll. And see if anyone. I don't know if that's good or bad for you. I rolled not tens. Fuck it. You have no one. You see people look up at you as you come in, and they just kind of give you like one of those head nods and go back to work. No one seems to care. I mean, they see you, but they don't.
Okay.
You're just two more guys.
Alright.
Alright, so we make our way to Persephone's room.
Okay.
I guess,
You get what you. There's no one in the hall.
Rat tapping on her door.
Okay. You knock on the door.
Miss Persephone, we really need to speak with you in private. It's an important matter.
You hear shuffling and say, the door opens. There's a woman in a bathrobe. She's got pajamas on. Her hair is short, but like all over the place because she was just sleeping. What? And she's like, there's like light in the hall. She's like, what do you want? What is this?
There's
don't tell me tonight, foreman.
No, there's an emergency that requires your specific attention, and we need to talk to you privately.
Wait, privately?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on in. And she steps back. Go in.
I'm sorry if this just be bothering you so late with this, but there's going to be a change going on in the, you know, employment areas, and we were wondering how you feel about possibly running the Enclave.
She stops and blinks more, and the sleep is gone from her eyes. And she looks, and then she realizes she doesn't know who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
Look, we're here because
we're from Bounty.
Yeah. To cut things short, and know that our water supply is going to be tainted and poisoned because we are being blamed for something we didn't do.
Wait, it's what?
Tainting a wall straw. Is there any way to show you the picture?
She has a tablet.
All right, yeah.
So you could send it to her.
I'll send you the picture.
And she goes to her nightstand and pulls out a pair of glasses and puts them on. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's the truck for Bounty.
We ran into Angela and we gave her refuge, and she informed us that if anything should happen to Poseidon, you would be the best person to take on the role.
You're a strong-willed, good worker, and you know how to keep things running.
Make a persuasion roll. I'll give you plus two for the pick.
So that's 6/5.
Okay. She looks at you, and then she looks down at the little gif again. Yeah, she just kind of stares at it. You know, a few years ago, he saved us all. He really did.
I understand that. And we understand that this is a terrible thing, but, you know...
And now he's marrying underage children and going to kill all our people.
I know.
It's not something we come here lightheartedly. It was a rough decision. We either have to find a new water source, and we just wanted to help a little girl. It's just not something...
Well, you got more than you bargained for.
Yeah. We were just trying to do the right thing. She came to us for help, and we helped her, and now we're getting in trouble. Like, we didn't even actually help her escape. She did that on her own. She just met up with us in the woods, and we just gave her a safe passage.
She was a smart one. Or is, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. She's fine. She's safe. She actually helped us. She convinced us that you would be the best person to take over Poseidon's role. And
I mean, other it's people. Not anything I want. I mean...
We understand it's a hard decision. We understand it's quick and last minute. And
what you don't even know me. What makes you think that I'd be good for it?
That's Angela gave us a good description for you, and she said that,
like you said, she's a smart kid.
We're going off of other people here. We understand that this isn't our place. This isn't our enclave. We're just trying to protect ourselves, but we're also trying to make sure there's no chaos here. There's
I mean,
no.
If it wasn't you, who would you choose to be the leader?
She sits back on her bed and thinks, I don't know.
From what we see here, everything's always run well, and you're a good leader.
That's the right answer. I don't like Horatio, who was just saying he was.
Oh, God, no, not Horatio.
Yeah, we didn't think he would be a good fit. Yeah, I mean, he's got people, he said he'll help support you. He said there are people that don't want Poseidon anymore in power, and that they'll help back you if you want to take the position. We understand. I understand fully if you don't want to. I completely...
What's your plan?
Well, we have a few methods. We're going to kill
him. I gathered that.
Yeah. It's either going to poison his food, or we're just going to sneak into his room now and just snuff him out. We understand guns aren't allowed in here. He's really good in melee, and I do have firearms, and it's just...
Yeah, I mean, you could just go in and shoot him. But then everyone's going to be out for blood.
Mm-hmm.
Stab him, whatever. If you overtly murder him, it doesn't matter who takes over next, there's going to be a witch hunt, and it's going to end in blood. It's either going to be people here... Or it's going to be people out there.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, no one's going to want it to be people in here. It's a lot easier to cast boogeymen outside your own walls. So, if you just shoot them in the head, it might not protect your water. Which, I know that's why you're here. If you can make it look natural... I mean, he's an older man. People die in the loss all the time.
I do have
smothering.
I also do have poison. I mean, he
look. I
just go.
I don't. I don't want to know. I'm gonna go back to bed, and when I wake up in the morning, I'm either gonna have some news or I'm not. She gets up and opens the door for me.
Yeah, we thank you, and we are fully sorry for
it. Just go. So you get the sense she doesn't want to know the details, but
take over.
Yeah.
All right, make it look natural.
This morning.
Yeah, that's a lot better than just going in there and starting a firefight. Yeah. There was a firefight.
I mean, if he's asleep, it wouldn't be much of a firefight.
No, she brings up a good point though, just straight up.
Yeah, if you just murder him in the night. Yeah. Someone's going to have to answer for that.
Gotcha.
And they could just go, oh, it was those jerks from Bounty. And then you're right back to where you started. Because who else would want to murder our king? They've already stole his wife. Okay.
Oh, no.
Unless we kill him and frame somebody else.
Yeah, that...
you could try that, too.
I hope this doesn't happen.
What?
I'm not giving you ideas.
That's fine. Okay.
So text me, maybe I can think of a way around it.
Poseidon's upstairs, you know, where his room is.
My phone's at my room.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright, so we have to make this look natural.
A bag or something?
I think you just suffocate him in his sleep, or I could just...
You know, if you can get the opiates into him, that'll stop his breathing.
Sure, give him the opium.
But they're because you wouldn't be able to inject it because they're pills.
They're pill form. I'd have to crush them up and make him swallow it somehow. Or just make him swallow it.
Yeah.
Shove him in his mouth while he's asleep, cover his mouth, massage
his throat. Well, you can make a foresight check.
Yeah.
You could. That's going to take a little while to take. That's going to wake him up. And that'll do it, but it's not going to be instant.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to take... I don't know how long it takes to overdose on opiates, but it's not instantaneous.
Yeah, not at all. Damn it, I should have gotten that chloroform. Could have put him right back to sleep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a good idea, James. I don't know why I didn't follow through on it.
So you have the opiates. If you can get them in his system somehow, you said you could smother him.
Yeah.
That'll work.
See if he has like a nightcap or a midnight drink.
Alright. I'd go in his room.
Okay, are you going to his room?
I guess we had half to.
Yeah, so we could either. I could either grind up these pills.
Yeah.
Put him in his nightstand, water, his bed, his water next to his bed that he probably has.
Okay.
Because, you'd have to.
Wait for him to drink it.
You don't know how.
We should speak in sign language from this point on, so we don't make any sounds.
You just chat through them.
Yeah, you could, like, text. It'll take longer, but you can, like, text each other.
I established I know some sign language, though.
Does he?
Probably. I think we established the first thing that we know some language.
I figured you knew, like, stop, danger. Like, you had signs for, like, danger, stop.
Yeah.
It's not enough to, like, have a conversation.
No, but I'm just saying that's like, you know.
Yeah. Obviously anything we say right now is going to be either through hand motions or through text through the specs.
Okay.
Alright, so is the door locked?
Yes.
Oh.
And that would be...
Criminality. Do you have lockpicks?
I have criminality, I think. No, I don't have lockpicks anymore. I had lockpicks, but I think I'm... I remember if I sold them.
And you're the one who said always be prepared.
I know, shut up.
I don't have any criminality, so we're stupid for me.
I mean, you could still try, just the lockpicks would really help.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you could spend to help you on this. But yeah, make a criminality check.
13/8.
Okay. It's a converted office, so it's not like a real security lock. So you manage to, like, kind of wedge something in the door, and it takes you a minute, but you get it, and the door just opens. So there's light from the hall that you can't do. There's not, like, light switch or anything to turn it off that you can see.
Open the door as minimally as possible, slip in, and then close it behind us quietly.
Okay. Both of you make yourself check.
Oh, boy. Oui.
Nine.
Oh, yeah, I did it.
Okay.
I did a 12 or 5.
Yeah, okay. So you both, you know, slide in, close the door. Do you want to turn on your flashlights, or are you just going to wait and hope your eyes adjust?
I think eyes adjusting would be the best.
All right, so you just stand, like, crouch in the doorway for a minute, and as your eyes adjust, you hear loud snoring.
Oh, boy.
You also hear lighter snoring. And as your eyes adjust, there is a girl in the bed next to him.
Fuck.
They're both asleep.
That's what I was hoping not to...
Yeah.
At least she has her clothes on. I was thinking of the worst.
No, they are not in the middle of anything.
Yeah, that's good. I was like, I don't, that's the worst.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far.
That's good.
But there is, you assume one of his other brides is in bed next to him. They're both asleep, though.
So this is.
So the layout of the, as your eyes adjust, you start to see. It seems like this was probably the manager's office or the CEO's, whoever was most in charge here. This was their office. So all the office furniture has been moved out, except for like some chairs. There's an actual like king size bed that's been brought in. They have, you know, blankets and pillows and stuff. It's all very nice. There's a sofa in the corner. There's windows that overlook the outside, overlook the lake, which during the day, or I mean, if you can get there, it's probably a really nice view. There's also a door adjacent. There's a little bathroom in here with like a little shower and, toilet. And that's it. And you see there's a space where there's a TV. It's off right now because they're asleep. It's a decent, I mean, for the loss, it's a pretty decent living space.
Is he like water by his?
Yeah, he has a nightstand with a glass of water. They both do.
Oh, I'm going to crunch up my pills and put it in his glass of water next to his nightstand.
Which one's his? Well, you know. But like I said, there's no guarantee he's going to drink that.
Yeah. Unless we turn the heat up in the room. Getting a little dehydrated. Making a little thirsty.
You could try.
You gotta look for like a thermostat or like a space heater or something.
Make an awareness check.
12 over 2.
Yeah, fuck it. There's a thermostat for the office.
You can drink water.
I mean, you get hot and you wake up. You're like,
I usually just take a blanket off. I don't go and get a glass of water.
Well, I'm not saying in the middle of the night when you wake up, you're definitely going to be a little dehydrated from being.
So I'm just confirming your plan is to poison his water and wait like 6 hours for him to wake up and hope that he drinks it.
I don't think it's a good plan.
I mean, it's a backup plan. I mean, yeah. Do you have any other idea? Because we can't just smother him within his sleep because it'll wake her up with him struggling. And then what are we going to do about her? Just tell her, it's okay, we're here to get rid of him. Like, don't tell anyone it was us.
Is there like a needle?
Like a hypodermic needle? Yeah. You don't have any.
No. We have a blood testing kit. Would that come with a needle? Because I would have to draw my blood.
It does, but it's more like a diabetic needle kind of thing. Okay. If you had a skill for like mechanics or putting things together, I would say you could jury rig something.
I don't got anything like that.
If you had any points in mechanics,
because we could have made like a thing and injected him with it.
And neither of you have like first aid or anything either, right?
No.
Yeah.
Alright, so, our nemesis is here. We have a complication.
You're basically, like, crouched in the doorway to his room, just texting each other furiously.
I mean, I am gonna stick with the crunched up pills and the water.
Okay, so you.
Because you wake up, you kind of thirsty.
Let's just sit there and consider and watch and see what happens.
I mean, he hasn't woken up yet. It's up to you. There's a couch if you want to just sit and wait.
Well, what's in the, so we were in the bed. What was outside of the bedroom?
Is there a medical
yeah, you can. Well, okay, wait. So what are you scavenging for though?
Needle.
Yeah, make a scavenging check. I'm going to say add 2 to the red because it's not something that. It's not a common thing to have lying around.
Your scavenging is better than mine. You should go for it. I have a 1 in scavenging.
As you say, is there like a doctor's office or somewhere like a med bay or something, a medical office?
You don't know.
Let's add 2 to the red.
No, then no, not at all.
Yeah,
no, I'm not finding anything.
Not in his room.
No, yeah,
it's better. What about the other room outside?
Well, no, in his room, there's a bathroom that's connected to his room.
Oh.
It's like, it was like an executive office. It was like an executive bathroom.
Yeah. Can I go to... Is another bathroom maybe I can use?
You have so you could leave his room.
Yeah.
You could try... You would assume there's probably some sort of medical service
somewhere. Something right. that we
yeah. don't know where it is, though.
Yeah, we'd have to find it. Or I could just text Horatio next. Hey, where's Medbay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he tells you it's in the machine shop building.
Okay, let's go there.
Alright,
I think that's probably the best bet.
Yeah, alright, well, I'm gonna keep the heat up and still put the shit in this water.
you poison this water. You pour the powder in and, like, stir it with your finger and then wipe your finger off on your pants so you don't accidentally overdose yourself.
I think I put a little bit of pee in it, too, just because he's a dick.
Actually, you don't use your finger because you can absorb it through your skin. And that would be bad if you suddenly get high.
Yeah.
So you find something, you stir up the water so it all dissolves and put it back. So you don't have to make another stealth check to leave.
For medical B.
So you're still wearing the coveralls, though, right?
Yeah.
So you head back downstairs out into the really loud... now that you're in the quiet area, it's really loud going back. As you walk outside, there's no one on the tanker anymore.
Yeah.
There's not hooked up to your truck yet, but you don't see anyone. And the machine building here is also locked.
Is no one there by the tanker?
No.
We can sabotage it.
You could.
You want to...
I'll try to sabotage it.
Yeah, okay. I'll scavenge in the room and you can just find out from... Because we know Ubix has mechanical skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so criminality from Watchdog, stealth for Deacon.
Got it. Okay.
I'm going to flip that.
12 over 5.
Yeah, okay. You stealth over there.
12 over 6.
Okay. Myers' roll was better, so he goes first.
Ooh.
So, yeah, you sneak over to the tanker.
Yeah.
Well, how do you want to try to sabotage it?
Look at it. Is there like a thing I can like, plug in?
Do you have mechanics?
Yeah, nothing.
How about foresights?
I have one in foresight.
You make a foresight check.
All right. Nope.
Okay, so you don't know... There is a valve that you can just drain it.
Yeah.
You don't know how well mixed in the blight is. Like, it could still be coating the inside.
Yeah.
You don't know if that's going to, fully sabotage it. You can just drain the water out, though.
That's right. Can I just put a sword through it? Your hole?
Does your sword have... let me see the sword upgrades real quick.
Because then they have to get rid of it. They might have to reuse the tank and it's fucking full of blight probably.
That's a valid point. You're right.
Does your sword have sturdy?
Yes. I think it's completely upgraded. I completely upgraded this sword.
With potent too?
Yes. Plus 3 kill.
Okay. How many charges do you have left?
I haven't used
all of it.
Yeah.
All right, you
because of what wear and tear, right? I don't have to use.
Yeah. So you just wait one sec.
I used it once to kill a guy, but
you did. That's fine. You didn't have to mark it off.
Yeah, it's completely fine.
Okay.
That's why I was like, if I sword through it, even if they say because it might be full of it,
yeah,
so that's
yeah.
why if I put it
yeah.
in, and I get rid of it.
So I'll say you but. Can do that. It's going to use all the charges on your sword, though,
right.
because it's going to get really dull, and you're going to have to go home and sharpen it.
That's fine.
You just, like, stab it multiple times with your sword.
We're going to refresh it. Can I just refresh and then...
No, you don't have to roll, but the cost is your sword. You can't use your sword.
No. Okay. Sounds like a... All right.
Not forever, just for the rest of the game.
Okay.
Because you have to...
All right.
It's, like, really dull...
That's what I'll do then.
Yeah, alright. You just start stabbing it. Watchdog.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
12 over 6.
Okay. You managed to jimmy the door open again. Make a scavenging check.
13 over 3.
Okay. You crawl through. It's dark and cramped in here. You bump into a few things and curse under your breath. And eventually, in the back of the building, you find It's like one room. It looks like a school nurse's office, basically. But you go in there and you do find. What are you looking for?
Maybe some like sleep aids, like sleep medicine, things to keep the female knocked out, and maybe something I can inject into him to make it look like. Oh, I could just inject air into it and make it look like a pulmonary embolism.
That's true too. Yeah.
You don't have first aid, do you?
No.
You have his blue air, though.
So you find a needle. They don't have sleeping pills, because that's like a luxury item, basically. You find some medicine stuff. Yeah, they're medicine names. You don't know exactly what any of them do. You would assume they have... I mean, there's like Tylenol and stuff like that you can see. But
do they have something that says chloroform?
They do not.
Damn.
They have like rubbing alcohol.
Oh, that'll work.
If it's not something you'd find at CVS, you don't know what it is.
Okay. I could use rubbing alcohol. I mean,
yeah.
It would give her a wicked fucking headache in the morning, but it would keep her knocked out. But then she'd be aware that somebody else was...
Yeah, just leave her. Let's just fucking...
I mean, if we just give him a pulmonary embolism, then... I think, believe that's what it's called.
It'll kill him.
Yeah. It'll definitely kill him. And it'll look natural, too, because it's air.
Yeah.
As long as they don't see the puncture mark.
That's... Okay, so you grab the needle. Are you not taking anything else? Deacon.
Dog Deacon. Hey, you need anything?
No, not the story. You want anything?
You want a bitch sticker?
No. They don't have band-aids. They have gauze and tape.
All right, gauze and tape.
No, we're here for a job. Let's finish it and get out of here. All right.
Okay.
Less things missing, the less I obvious somebody was here.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be obvious because the tanker has been punched full of holes. So you two meet back up by the door. Deacon is soaked.
Look a little wet there, buddy.
Well, I had to get to destroy that tanker, so I don't use it.
That's good. Yeah, no, that's good job.
Yeah, no one seems to have noticed.
Yeah,
which is good. So you head back in. Are you sneaking now, or are you still just walking back?
Well, maybe I shouldn't go because I'm soaking.
You're not okay. You're not soaked, but you're very obviously wet.
Maybe I think it might be weird that people think I'm wet.
Yeah, if you want to,
I don't know. I mean, it's a waterworks.
That's true.
And you could say leaky pipe.
You could try stealthing if you want.
Nah, I'll see what happens.
All right, let's see what happens.
Should I just stay outside?
If you want, you can go and find something to use as a melee weapon. And I'll go
in. Or if you want, you can go ask Horatio for new overalls.
Alright. No, I'll go over her. Is Horatio still hanging out there?
He's inside the barracks, but he's awake. You can like text him and ask him for new overalls if you want.
I'll text Horatio. You can go.
Yeah.
I'll text Horatio.
To tell him what?
I'll tell him to meet me outside the barracks.
And just give him an update that's Persephone is willing to take on the role.
Okay. So while Watchdog's making his way back upstairs, you go and meet Horatio.
Yeah.
Is it done?
Almost.
What happened to you?
I had to destroy the tanker.
Okay. So, how do you want to do this?
Talk to Persephone. She's on board.
Oh, great. You can make if you want to make a sensitivity check, if you have sensitivity.
At one. I could pass the test.
Obviously, he's not thrilled.
Yeah.
But you think he'll stay in line for now, anyway.
At least not until...
He might be a problem in the future.
Listen. No offense, but... She's the best person for the job right now because, it seems like she's a leader. She has a good head on her shoulders from what I know of her.
And she doesn't even want the job.
She doesn't even want the job. And that seems like good. And listen, It's humble.
Okay. I mean, you're the ones playing Kingmaker here.
We are. And so, listen, just don't... We're all trying to survive out here. So don't try to fuck anything up right now, alright?
Alright. I'm cool, man. I'm cool.
Because, like you said, we can get in and out whenever we want.
Oh, shit.
You have intimidation?
I do not. That is the fact.
It is. Okay. So he just is like, okay, take it easy. I'm on board. Alright, so Watchdog, you get back upstairs. You slip into his room. What are you doing?
I'm gonna, in the fold of his knee.
Okay.
I'm gonna...
Just stick him with air?
Yeah.
Make another stealth check to get over to him.
I'm gonna use my last will and flip that to be 13 over 3.
Okay. So you... I don't know how... Okay. We'll just make it dramatic. So you like crawl over to him, slowly pull back the blanket on top of him.
Well, he might have pulled the blanket off on himself because it got hot.
That's true. It's so hot in here. he pulled the blanket off of him, and to make it easy, he's sleeping on his side. So you take the needle and you line it up. And you just push forward and inject it real quick. And you hear him, he go, what? What? And he like looks over at you and sees you. And his eyes go wide. You, and then it hits him. And he like reaches out for you. And you watch. Make a self-control check.
Yeah, that's definitely. No.
No.
Are you cracked?
Wait, well, it's
his attachment?
It's ties. It's 6-6.
Oh, boy.
Ties go to the market.
And I have
so
no more willpower.
That's two to detachment.
You're cracked, man.
Yeah.
Actually,
so is that whole stretch detached? Or would that be more stress or trauma?
I was going to say it's trauma, actually.
Right. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be...
I'm watching...
Detachment is when things happen to other people. Like when violence happens to other people. Trauma is when violence happens to you. Stress is everything else. So I'll take it as stress. It's too stress. It's still not pleasant.
No, yeah, that's still...
Because, although the one benefit of hitting the crack mark is if like you had taken 4 detachments, you just take the 1 to hit crack and you don't take the rest. It's not like it carries over.
Oh, okay.
So that's the one benefit. Yeah, so his eyes go and he watches you and you watch him back as he just dies. And as you stand up, you look over and his glass is empty.
Wow, both ways.
Yep.
Either way, he was going out. So we took no chances.
So you make another stealth check.
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of this room. That landed
that's,
on
that's cocked, yeah.
So listen, you're
crit success.
10-10?
Yeah.
You're a good guy. From what I... Again, little I know of you. But...
I believe it.
Persephone needs support. And you said, you promised us that you would support her.
Yeah. I'm on board.
And maybe... Do your work... And maybe later on, you might become a leader someday, alright? Hell, maybe you could get out of this place and become your leader of your own fucking place.
Maybe I will. So about this time, you see Watchdog coming out the door.
It's done.
You make a self-control check, too.
It passed.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. It looks natural. It looked like he just had a stroke or a heart attack.
All right.
That's smart. That's good.
So, it's no evidence of foul play, so it's...
Yeah, it was a warning idea.
We should probably go.
Yeah. Horatio, it's nice knowing you.
I'll pretend we've never met.
It's Sounds like a plan of mine.
Hopefully I'll never see you again.
Hopefully
shake his hand like, Horatio, yeah. Thank you for your support and your help. I really appreciate everything you've done, Dad. I think things are gonna turn around here.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, it's, hey, if you need anything ever, just, you can give us a call. We can, if it's something we can help you out with, we definitely will.
Okay. I'll make a note of that.
He helped us kill
it. That he said, I said nothing.
I know.
Listen, I'm keeping him under our belt.
Right. I started that I was going to kill him if he did anything stupid.
This is my who James owes favor. Watchdog owes Eve a favor worth at least 10 bounty.
Wow.
And also Horatio from Atlantis.
I don't have any.
Ah, well, he made the deal with Eve.
Yeah.
Did you even tell him about that?
No.
Alright, so you owe her a favor. No one else knows about it.
I figure when the group's together, I'll tell them. I'm like, look, to do what we had to do. I mean,
you don't have to tell them.
Yeah. I am going.
I mean, maybe you're going to have to make a weird detour in one
minute. Let's get out of here.
Another. You obviously heard him say that.
Yeah, I know.
And he said both of you. So he said you could give us a call. So you don't know. He lumped you in there with it.
I didn't do it. I just trying to keep a possible.
I know. I'm just saying. Either one of you may get a call.
All right.
Yeah. So you or get back
just,
out.
Or we just kill him.
That's true too. He doesn't now know that we can kill him anytime.
Yes.
And we know his face.
He does also know who you two are.
That's true.
And that you killed the king.
He didn't say my name. I didn't say my name.
Well, he knows you're from...
They just Bounty. Know we're from Bounty.
They know you're from Bounty.
Yeah.
They also know that you're part of the group that originally came.
That's true.
Because he told you. He
That's
told
true.
Them how you helped Terror escape.
That's true.
So you can narrow it down.
All right.
Anyway, so with your crit success from before, I'll say you could just sneak back through.
All right.
You climb back in the pipe,
mm-hmm.
close it behind you, and make your way down until you hit the water. You dive under. When you come back up, the canoe has floated a bit away. It's not gone.
Oh, okay.
You just have to swim to it.
Yeah. Can we take the canoe with us?
You hop back in.
Do you want to take the canoe with
us?
Yeah,
why not?
I mean, you're landlocked. I'm not sure what you're going to do with it.
Well, we can hide it somewhere close by so
that's
we can
true.
Always have it, like, you know, like cover it up with reeds and stuff. Like,
all right, we can hide it.
All right, so one of you make a stealth check to hide it.
There I go. Whoa, that was good.
Okay. You two know where it is, but if you take a few steps away and it's like it's not even there.
That's good.
Yeah.
We have a boat.
Well, you have a boat next to the lake. If you need it anywhere else, you'd have to go get it and carry it back.
We have a boat.
Yes.
I'm putting that on my notes.
You have a boat.
Yeah,
you make note of that.
You have a canoe. It's not a boat. It's a canoe. It's a two-seater.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm captain now. You ever see that movie?
I have not.
I can canoe. Can you canoe?
At the end, there was a...
Oh, wait. Spoilers. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's based on a true event. When Tom Hanks is on his boat, he got rescued, and he's with, like... I forgot with the Navy or whatever, but it's a person. It's like, oh, you know, checking, like, his vitals, like, saying he's okay. And... and she was so, like she was they actually got a person who that's her job is
really?
To handle, like, people like that. So, like, it was like, because when I saw it, I'm like, man, this girl's really fucking good. And I looked it up, like, this is her fucking job.
Maybe they just threw Tom Hanks in the water and had her fish him out. And he was like, are you okay?
No, he was on another ship, and he was like, okay. And he's like,
like a hostage survivor kind of thing.
Yeah, and he's just like breaking down because of what happened to him. And she was like, "Oh, it's all right, sir." And it's like, man, this is our job to calm people down after the terrible shit.
Okay, speaking of terrible shit,
it was a pretty good scene.
You guys burn two more rations, but you managed to hoof it back to Bounty, and you get back. Like midday. It took you most of the day to get there, but you don't hit anything on the way back. No ambulances fall out of the sky now to you. So you get back around midday. No one seems to know anything's wrong.
No.
As you guys are walking back in the gates, Second. Pops, who you recognize as one of Whistler's. He comes up to the two of you.
Oh, were you just out with Whistler?
No.
No.
Where?
Why? We thought he was taking care of you guys. We thought one of you was sick.
No, Brandon and I are fine. He was gone yesterday. I saw you two were gone. I assumed he was with you.
No. You went missing yesterday?
Yes, he left. I don't know when he left. He was here when I woke up. And he didn't come back. Oh. And usually he tells me.
I'll send a message to Whistler.
Whistler doesn't have Ubix.
Oh, yeah.
Did he take a job without us?
I
mean, he didn't mention anything. I thought, which is odd, but I saw you two were gone, so I figured he was with you.
Is there a guard or something? Or?
Yeah, there are guards on the gate.
Hey, yeah, whatever his name is.
Bro.
Hey, Paul!
Yeah?
Were you here when Whistle left?
When, today?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, no, I opened the gate for him.
Who did he go? Was it by himself, or when did...
Yeah, no, just himself.
When did he go?
He left like an hour after you guys yesterday. I don't remember what
time. Did he say anywhere what he's doing, or
where he's going? No, just whistling and going.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Maybe talk to Eunuch or the president?
Okay. Yeah.
You guys, Eunuch is still marching.
Yeah, so.
So you can't really get him.
Oh, Eunuch, he probably didn't tell you. Like, he doesn't even stay, he doesn't like late in the summer.
Yeah. But you find Chester.
Yeah.
He was taking care of his little baby was sick. And so he said he didn't leave his room much, but he didn't see Whistler didn't come to him about anything.
It's so hot. Why would he go off solo? Like he knows he can count on us.
Yeah.
We're a team. I guess I'm gonna have to go look for him. But yeah. Before that, I definitely need a shower.
And you smell salty.
And I definitely need a nap.
No, gotta find him. Look, we have to figure out where he went.
Yeah, well, Paul said he went that way, but, you know, he's got a day and a half head start in whatever direction. You can't just, like, go out there and find him.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going to end that.
Okay.
You didn't get any bounty. You still have to pay your upkeep costs.
Okay.
So your dependents and all that, plus the upkeep of your gear. Your
survival, rent, independence.
Yep. If you can't and make the cost.
Yeah, I'm good.
Then you can roll. Or if you don't want to pay it, you can make breakdown rolls to see if any of your gear breaks.
Right. I'm good, I'm alright.
Or you can let people go hungry or something.
Alright, I'm good.
None of you...
Cindy's with the latents, and they're on a strike.
Oh yeah, is it the paper Cindy?
Yeah, you still have to pay.
I know. I'm saying, I'm like, but like, do like, I do have to pay her upkeep and stuff. But like, I can make sure she's still well fed at least in case of anything, right?
Yeah, I mean, some people might get upset. You'd probably have to sneak it through, or you could spend extra money. I mean. Eunuch told you that, you know, they squirreled food away, but most of the people in there are good people, and they're making sure the kids are fed, like, before the adults, so you don't have to worry about her starving, but yeah, you can get her food. I don't think, I mean, it depends on the people, but I don't think anyone would really hold it against you if you went in and brought your daughter food. No one's that... Well, not no one, but most people aren't that much of assholes. I forgot to come up with a name for this one.
Well, you'll figure out by the time.
Long live the king, yeah.
Hail to the chief, baby.
Something is rotten in the state of Atlantis.
Game of Pipes.
That's a good one, too. Oh, okay. A feast for... maybe there's a Game of Thrones thing. Mm-hmm. So we got Game of Thrones.
The wet wedding.
Okay, we've got a lot of good options. A storm of the wet wedding.
Release the Kraken.
release the Kraken.
Is that, he was a Grey Droid?
I mean, he basically sat on the salt throne. His throne was made of salt. He did sit on the salt throne. Okay, well, we'll figure that out. This was a short one.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 hours. Okay.
2 hours.
Any last Christopher Walken thoughts?
Damn it, I had something for this too last time I was at
Cowbell!